My name is Carol Grant. I am a senior product marketing manager on the Office Core Apps team. And this is my counterpart, Patrick Gann, who works on our program management team. We're going to walk you through today what collaboration in Office Apps means. More precisely, if you think about what document collaboration means. So how we work together around and in a document. And I'll take you on a bit of a journey, and I'll explain. So a couple things I just wanted to land with you guys today. There we go. A view of our broader trends that are impacting the way people work together. Insights on what matters to your users in the context of work collaboration. And then the fact that Office does have solutions that meets these multiple collaboration needs. So first, I want to talk a little bit about work styles and how they vary and how they're changing. You know, with the proliferation of the diverse workforce, how companies are trying to modernize and how they're trying to evolve, we do find ourselves in a situation where we have mixed styles, right? Where companies are kind of trapped between employees who have a more modern way of working and a more traditional way of working. And because of this, work styles are evolving, and there's many different factors because of this. And if only the clicker will work. Thank you, Patrick. I knew I brought you for a reason. Thanks, Patrick. The first being flexibility, speed, and responsiveness. If you just think about how in work, in the environment, things change at a rapid pace and how things evolve quickly, really, employees are finding that their need to adapt to these changes are growing, right? They have to be more responsive and faster. Thank you. The definition of success. So how employees are really defining success for themselves, this idea of individual success, individual goals versus really wanting to be a part of a team and accomplish together is changing. Even the way decisions are made, right? Having more autonomy to make the decisions that you need at work versus having to constantly run things up the chain. And then group work versus individual work. There's people who, you know, they prefer that group working style. They prefer to be a part of the team when they're working on a project. And there's other people that love solo projects. They love to dig in, you know, by themselves. They love to get into deep thinking and not necessarily have to work in a larger setting or in a team environment. And then, of course, mobility, right? The ability for us to work wherever we want, whenever we want, and not have to worry about being tethered to a desktop PC. So all of these factors are impacting really how work styles are evolving. But not all styles evolve the same, and there are some additional factors that are pushing this forward. So for instance, training, job functions, the job that you do, personal preference, age, you know, you think about millennials versus Gen X in the workforce. Company culture, right? There are some company cultures that are more formal versus informal. Personal preference on communication. Some people like that instant communication and others, you know, don't. So definitely these are also some additional things to consider when we think about work styles evolving. So this brings us to kind of the spectrum of today's work styles, right? And along this spectrum are some of these factors that I talked about on opposing ends. And the key takeaway from this slide is not that any one person is going to fit all the way to the left and any one person is going to fit all the way to the right on modern work style, but the fact that we all have a need at any given point in time within the work that we're doing to kind of go back and forth, right? If you think about the environments you work in, if you think about the people that you have to adapt to, there is definitely this need to be flexible and to be able to adapt your style and go back and forth. So what does this mean in the context of collaboration? One size doesn't fit all, right? And that's how we're seeing really the proliferation of these different point solutions and what that means to productivity. And what this is doing is really causing our users to have fragmented experiences. And what we in Office believe, particularly powered by Office 365, is that we have the solutions needed to help our customers really have that flexibility when it comes to collaboration, providing solutions across all of these different scenarios. Particularly, one I want to point out is create, share, find, really around the document, and that is what we're going to focus on today. Next slide. Thank you, Patrick. So what does this all mean for document collaboration? More modern ways of collaborating our document have evolved. So I'm sure all of you are familiar with real-time co-authoring, right? The idea that you can be in a document and you can literally see those changes happening live by others. A lot of transparency in real time. Greater need to easily manage the various levels of document activity. So, you know, the fact that we are all collaborating together in a document means there's going to be a lot more activity. And sometimes there's people who are managing those projects that need to kind of understand what's happening at any given point in time. And this all means that flexibility is definitely a necessity to fit various work styles based on document collaboration. So everything we just talked about fits here in this context as well. Transparency. And so this is really not only activities happening, but understanding what that activity is. When somebody changes something, who changes it, what edits are being made, again, to make sure that everybody is on the same page. And this is probably one of the bigger takeaways for us here. Cloud storage really becomes center stage in a lot of these core collaboration scenarios. Without it, we really can't, users can't experience that on anyone's platform. So, with all of this, what does document collaboration mean in Office? We know that real-time co-authoring is very, very important to the solution for our users, especially as I just talked about how work styles are changing. And that's something we are definitely doubling down in Office with the launch of real-time in Word desktop last year, with us having it within our online apps. We know it's very important, but we also know that there's more to it than that, that there's different levels of collaboration and even different ways people like to co-auth. And that's something I'm going to continue to talk about as we move forward. So, if I leave you with anything today, this is probably one of the main things I want to leave you with. And you may already know it. If you do, that's awesome. But the vast majority of collaboration happens asynchronously when people aren't together in the document. We did some research, some studies, various ones over the last years, and we found that, you know, if you really think about how you work, particularly in a project, right, you may pick it up at any one point in time. Somebody else may have a section apart, and, you know, you guys want to work as you need to individually. However, you don't want to necessarily block each other. If you think about the last time you worked in a PowerPoint and other people were probably accessing that, you probably didn't realize it, but if there was somebody else in the document, you were co-authoring. It's just that you didn't see it. Right? And so there is that scenario, which is actually the vast cases where people just want to be able to get in the document and not necessarily need to see others in there. Can you go back? Thank you. All of a sudden it decided to work at the wrong time. So most collaboration isn't about working together at the same time. It's really about working together when it works for me, when it works for you, right? When you want to make that choice of real time versus regular co-authoring or any other types of way you collaborate. And what we also found is it's not just the idea of real time co-authoring. It's actually what real time implies for the users that's important, what it actually means. So the document is never stale, right? Collaborators are always viewing the latest and the greatest. There's a shared space, so it eliminates the need for email files to go back and forth. It easily enables simultaneous work, right? So again, no need to reconcile changes or versions. You already have one source of the truth. Everyone has visibility. Right? So again, talking about that transparency. And everyone has access, so it doesn't get stuck on anyone's hard drive. So cloud, right? But what I do want to say is that Office has solutions for all of these core benefits, right? And you know, we continue to evolve our solutions as collaboration work styles evolve. Cloud-powered documents, we have that today, easy in-app sharing, real-time in both online, we started, and in desktop, we started with Word. And activity feeds, which solves for that level of transparency, understanding who's doing what when. So really quick, this is just more of a high-level snapshot. Just wanting to share kind of our co-authoring journey. We really started in 2010 with this idea of just making sure people weren't locked out of their document. And then in 2013, really went into real time within our online apps. And as I mentioned with Word, 2016 really started bringing that over into other platforms, our Windows desktop specifically. And we're, you know, we continue to move forward. We are continuing to evolve, and we are continuing to really push ahead in terms of what co-authoring means in Office. You can just build it all if you want. Thank you. So, you can build it. You can build it. Thank you, Patrick. So, Office document collaboration. You know, we really stand for flexibility, and these are the different proof points when I talk about flexibility. So if you think about the idea of work styles and people needing to be able to real-time co-author when they want or not, like, I just want to not be locked out. I want to be able to do what I have to do. You do what you have to do, but we don't necessarily have to do real-time. The idea of modern attachments as well really enables this, right? That idea of I don't have to continuously send email versions back and forth. Well, we have modern attachments to where it attaches a cloud file. You send it once, that person now has access, and you don't have to continue to send back and forth for versions. Offline versus online, shared with me. So we have also this new feature, which allows you to easily access within the doc documents that someone has emailed to you. So you don't even have to leave your workflow. You can go into the File Open tab and actually access documents that people have shared with you. So again, that level of flexibility. Managing the overall workflow. So we talked about being able to monitor changes, version control even. In our activity feeds features, it allows users the ability to go back in past versions. And then also integrated doc chat, and right now we've started with Skype. And then, of course, mobility, right? That idea that you can collaborate from anywhere. And for us, this means a couple of things, not necessarily just multiple devices, but also what our experience, like how you can access our experience. So one of the cool things we have, most recently used documents. That's a feature that follows you on any device. So as I'm working with others, for me, I find this is really useful, because I can easily, if I need to pull something up on my phone and review it, it's right there for me in my most recently used documents, rather than me have to hunt for it in an email. And then, of course, document fidelity across team members on any device. You know, knowing that we're working on a document, but you have a Mac, I have a Windows PC, it doesn't matter, right? Like, we can access that same file and there's fidelity there. So a couple of key takeaways before we get into the demo, probably the most important part. First one being the latest version of the client, right? That's how we access these collaboration features that we have. That's how we allow our users to access them. Through Office 365 subscription, you have to be on the latest. And then SharePoint Online. So if you remember, we talked about that idea of cloud storage and how it's now center stage. This is super important because some of these experiences that I mentioned, you can't access without being on the cloud. And then the last one, just wanted you guys to really take away this idea of there's more than one way to co-author. And of course, real time is important and we're shooting towards that. But really for us, it's about flexibility and it's about people having that option to really choose the way that they want to work and choose the way that particularly they want to co-author. And then overall, just the fact that we have multiple ways to allow our users to collaborate. So with that, we're going to go into the demo. I'm going to actually turn it over to Patrick and Rebecca, our other colleague in the audience, who's going to help out.
All right. Can you hear me?
So thank you, Carol. Now I want to go through a brief demo of the collaborative features that we've introduced into the Win32 Office 365 clients. So these are desktop, not the web. So the first thing that we've done is we've made collaboration features front and center in the apps. So features like share, activity, and comments have been moved to the upper right corner of the document canvas so that people can find them easily and such. So you can see here that these features have existed in the past in the desktop clients, but now we've brought them front and center. So the beginning of the collaborative journey starts with share. And what we've done is remove some of the roadblocks to getting files into the cloud. So I'm going to start with a blank document. And let me just switch over, create a new document. And I'm going to copy some content over from this existing one. Paste it in to the content in there. And so the first thing I'm going to share it with my colleague. So I'll click on share in the upper right corner. I'm going to enter my colleague's address. And she'll show up because the gal for my tenant is connected. I'm going to click on share, and it's going to ask me to choose a location to upload that file to. So I'm going to pick my OneDrive. It's going to ask me to give the document a title, so I'm going to say demo deck. I'm going to click OK, and it's going to name the document, and hoping everything works. It is now going to move that document to my OneDrive for Business folder and send out the email notifications to the share recipients. So, and this is something that we've introduced. It's going to be going out very soon to production for Office 365 users, for desktop clients, that simplifies the sharing flow. So taking away one of the barriers to getting the collaborative journey started. Now, as everyone who's familiar with SharePoint Share knows, there'll be an email generated by this action. And you know, our team has recognizes that people get thousands of emails a day and such, and having to search through your email to find a document that's shared with you can be a difficult task at times. So what we've done is, and this is another feature coming very soon, is we've introduced a view called Shared With Me. And so this is in the file menu under Open. It shows you all the documents that have been shared with you, and they are grouped by the dates that they were shared. And it's also a list that combines, if you're signed into your both your org ID and your Microsoft account, you'll be able to see a combined list of those items. So I'm going to change up the demo and go over to Word. Now, as Carol mentioned, there are we in Office want to support different ways of collaborating. So for those users who are very much into real-time, collaborating at the same time with their peers on a project and such, we've introduced two features that will help. The first one is the co-auth gallery. And as you can see up here, you see people's faces. And these are the folks who are in the document with me right now. So what I can do is click on one of these users and take a look at where they are in the document. So I'm going to pick my colleague, Christy, and I'm going to jump to where she is. You can see her flag on there. And as you can see in the demo, the other feature that we've introduced is real-time typing. And I can see what she's entering into the document. It's as if we are sharing the same computer. I'm seeing her changes in real time. So say I wanted to start a conversation with her because something has changed with our deliverables and such, or we need some more data in there. So I can actually go to her people card and initiate a one-on-one chat with her. So this is powered by Skype for Business. So I can ask Christine, hey, can you add some data around last year's numbers? And of course, she'll get that through Skype for Business, and get a response. Now, I can also initiate a group chat with everyone who's in the document at the same time. So what I can do is go up to the Skype icon, and this will start a group chat with everyone in the document and say, hey team, we need to wrap this document up by tomorrow. Can you finish your sections? And you can collaborate, or you can chat with folks in real time and help them, you know, helps speed up the collaboration process. Now, what we also recognize is that there are different styles of collaboration. So for users who aren't in the document at the same time, they're separated by time zones or geographic locations, or simply by they have a different style of collaborating. We've taken the existing feature comments and we've made it easier to access. So now you can basically go into the upper right corner, initiate a comment, and leave a comment for a user who may not be in the document at this point. Right. And I will leave a comment there. And finally, with every collaboration, there's always a case where someone has accidentally deleted or added something that you want to remove out of the document. And rather than having users, I've actually talked to an enterprise where they by hand write out all the changes that people have made and, you know, go in and revise them when they have to and such. We now have document history. And those who are familiar with this feature on SharePoint know that this allows you to roll the document back to an earlier version. Well, we've made it a lot simpler for you to access this in Office. And what you can do now is open an earlier version. So I'm going to pick a version from yesterday. And you can see I can do a compare. I can see what the current version of the document is versus yesterday's version and delete changes that way. Or I can restore that document to the earlier version, just resetting all the changes that have been made. So this is just a taste of the features that we've added to Office 365 and such. There's going to be more on the way. So that's the demo. Thank you. So,
I wonder if you guys are clapping for the 20 minutes we're giving you back.
Yeah. If anyone has questions, please.
Yeah, if anybody has questions, feel free to come up and we'll answer them as we're.
We'll also be in the expo area under the Office Apps booth. So if you look for us under collaboration, yeah, We'll be happy to answer questions there too.
Cool.
Thank you. That's correct.
Do you want it here or there?
That's fine.
Anywhere.
So for these kinds of upper right-hand corner, nice little tools, is this only experienced in the desktop version, 2016 version?
Yes. So what you're seeing right now is only in desktop. We have, for the different form factors, like web apps or mm-hmm. the mobile apps, we don't have as much room to work with. So you will see different versions. Like, for example, in iOS, you'll see a share icon and such. You won't see real-time co-authoring. We don't have it yet on the Mac platform and such. Mm-hmm. And also, the smaller form factors don't allow us that as much room on desktop and such. But mm-hmm. the goal, we will have support for these features on
So if we were rolling out an upgrade to our 2013 MS Office Suite to 2016, would that include these features?
Are you, so as long as you're on Office 365 subscription Office,
yeah.
So then you should see this in on the latest builds.
Okay, thank you.
No. So this is Win32
right.
only.
Desktop right
yeah,
now.
Desktop only.
So if you're collaborating in Word online or Excel online, can you do the live collaboration?
Yep.
You can do the live typing,
yeah.
I think it's
yeah.
your job.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's
can.
Just that you don't see the little
You don't
people.
See those persona pictures, a collab corner piece.
Okay.
At the...
But you can still do the chat feature with that?
Yep. As long as you are on
Office 365.
Yep. And the other caveat there, too, is that you'll see this if your document is shared in SharePoint Online or OneDrive. You will probably see experience closer to something like this if you haven't, if it's local and such. So. It would go away. And you'll also only see the photo
when
people are actually in the document. So what happens is as people leave the document, so let me switch over.
Same with the Skype, right?
Yep. So if I ask, you can see here, Christine is no longer in the document, so her icon doesn't show up in the co-author gallery. Not yet. But that's something that we've got a lot of asks about.
So. You had a feature like formal co-authoring in SharePoint before, like you can buffer your changes and then share. Do you support that in this version?
Can you repeat the question?
The formal co-authoring where you can buffer your changes and then share when you're ready. You had that feature in SharePoint before.
Are you talking about the other, the just like regular co-authoring, not real time?
Yeah. I mean, like you can buffer your changes, you can make changes, you can buffer it, and then share when you're ready, I mean, to share it.
Oh. So actually, your question is, I just want to make sure I hear your question. If you're doing regular co-authoring, can you control when you actually share the changes that you're making to the document?
Yeah.
Check in, check out. Is that...
It may be concurrently people are changing, but you may want to hide or isolate yourself for a while before you share your changes.
Ah, okay. So in other words, so what you're looking for is a way to, before you send out the changes, to be able to approve them?
Or just review all of them before you share with a larger group, for example.
Yeah, if the other so if you're making changes and somebody else is in the document, they are going to get an icon that says, like, updates available. And they can click to see your changes come through. So there isn't that control over you're making changes in the document, and you want to kind of hold back the changes from others seeing them until you're ready.
Word has, I think, the track changes, except the more granular feature of being able to accept or reject other people's changes. But there isn't really a way to like throttle if your changes go to endpoints. The only other way I could see you could do this is by not sharing with a user until you are ready to do that.
Yeah, like working on a local
document
and then copying it over when you're ready.
Yes?
Is there a way to control the version in the sense that to have only a couple of people allowed to go to the older version rather than the whole team?
Oh, so another way, so if I... Now there is we don't have that level of granularity. That's something
that's a
good
question, though.
It's a good question though. Like, so I think if I understand what you were asking is you wanted to restrict who can restore and such. So unfortunately we don't have that. It's something that people have asked about. But the thing is you can always you know, it is sort of a little bit of a free-for-all because the next person can come along and restore it and such. But there, it's definitely something that we'll take back as a request.
Anyone? So when you share it, you can't say there isn't like share to edit, share to not, it changes.
Yeah. Well, there is share to view. You can you can change the user's
permissions.
In the UI for share, you can, once this shows up, you can give a user
you have to change permissions now.
Yeah, there's a way to change the permissions of the user to say just view only, so that they can't make changes and such. So that's the level of granularity, is either edit or view. Okay. Yep.
Two questions actually. One is, it looks very real time right now, but how does it work when people are distributed all across the globe and try to collaborate on the same document? How much of a lag can you expect?
So the question is, like, if you have people who are in the document at different times?
No, in different locations,
far away from each other. I'd say there isn't going to be much of a lag. As long as you're working on the same document, it's in the cloud, users are able to connect up or send their changes up to SharePoint and such, you should be able to see the changes fairly quickly.
Okay. And the whole collaboration features do require the document to reside either on SharePoint or OneDrive, is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Are there any plans to make these features available also with other cloud storage solutions like Box, Dropbox, et cetera?
That's something that is under discussion, but it's something that's not on the current roadmap. However, you know, we're always looking at our customer requests and such, and reprioritizing as people bring up these requests. Anyone else?
This is an elementary question, but I'm trying to move us away from Google Apps and sharing. Some people think it's great, I think it's awful. So with the Exchange, with the Excel online, Word online, you can do regular collaboration. So if the document is on SharePoint and I open it up in desktop, say Excel, I can do the same collaboration as I can with Excel online.
Well, so I think if you were at Kirk's keynote, desktop Excel is something that we will, co-authoring in desktop Excel is something that will be coming in 2017.
Okay.
Right now, in order to co-author in Excel, everyone needs to be on the web online version and such.
Yeah. But you're saying
that's coming, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Our plan is to make sure our apps have this, like across the apps, we have a consistent experience. And some take more time than others, so like all roads lead to that.
Right. I mean, Excel is a bit more complicated.
It's a complication on its own.
You're saying with Word you can do it now.
Yeah,
Word
you can do this now. PowerPoint you'll be able
now,
to do this
online.
Do this as well. Excel is just a little bit more more time and such.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Yes. One question here, sir. The with the deprecation of slide libraries, the one of the challenges that we're facing. We have a slide, yes, or a slideshow. Everyone can co-author in it. However, there may be several slides or one slide in there that informs other slideshows. Just because I update that slide here, but it informs six other slideshows, am I now relegated to going in and updating it six more times?
Yep.
Is there something in the works to assist with that?
Yeah, so that's something that we've heard, that's a request, like since the deprecation of slide library, that's something that we've had a lot of requests for as well. It's something that we are looking into, but we don't, it's part of the roadmap, we just don't have a date yet of when we have a replacement yet for slideshow. But it's something that a lot of, particularly in the mobile side, that we've been asked to be able to have a feature that's an equivalent to that. So unfortunately, Nothing in the near term.
Okay, thank you.
Yes? Anyone else?
Yes, for the on-prem feature enhancements that are coming next year for Excel, Live Collaboration, and PowerPoint, I think. What is the distribution plan for that? Will that be, will that wait for a new version, or will it be included in a service pack, or what would the distribution be like for on-prem?
We're still working out those details of when these features would go to on-prem.
That would be a pretty big feature to put into a service pack or something.
This is right now strictly subscription only.
So
there's, you know, and right in for the near term, we don't have plans to bring it to on-prem, but that's something that is
okay. Under. So no plans for on-prem. Okay, got it. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. Anyone else? Thanks.
All of our data is in the file self slide.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of remotely out of the Swiss as well. There's no plans to move the data other than our PC or the show files, etc. Going forward, a lot of the other Swiss as well tools and products seem to be that we're only really making a lot of advantage of that if we've got the data up into Azure. Is that basically your perception as well?
I guess your data is mostly stored on local file shares and such. Right. So that's until you actually a lot of these experiences aren't going to light up unless you have it. Yep.
And I don't know. Did you go to Kirk's session? Yeah, and you saw a lot of the innovation coming to the apps. With the intelligent services, that's the same thing, all cloud enabled.
Yep. Sorry. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.